This is New England Public Radio News. In most road trip novels, characters walk or drive or sail as they look for answers to sometimes unanswerable questions. We continue our summer fiction series today with a new road trip story, The World is a Narrow Bridge by Aaron Thier of Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Thier spoke with New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman. The story revolves around a 20-something couple, Ava and Murphy, who are constantly talking about whether they should have a baby. To complicate matters, God has decided to make an appearance on Earth and taps Ava to basically advertise his existence.
They don't know what they want to do with their lives. Ava is a poet. Murphy doesn't have any professional ambitions at all. And the book opens with them sort of in this state of wondering. They're sitting in a traffic jam in Miami. Ava has just had a dream in which she believes she's seen the Old Testament God, and she believes she sees him again in traffic in Miami, and they decide, Ava thinks we might as well run away from God if we have to, because that seems sensible, and so they just drive over the median and drive away out into America, but of course they're pursued across America by the Old Testament God.
Let me ask you about the title of this book. The World is a Narrow Bridge. Ava and Murphy learn about this phrase from Satan, who's had bad PR in his life. This fallen angel, in fact, is compassionate and helpful. He's warm. He's a great character. He says to them, here's this phrase, if you ever become frightened, I want to teach you this incantation. So if you read from that.
Starts here. I'll teach you a trick, he says. I'll teach you an incantation that will protect against despair. If things are dark and I'm not around to help, you can repeat it a few times and it'll help. I assume you speak Hebrew? Ava shakes her head. You don't speak Hebrew. He seems incredulous. Are you sure? Sorry. No need to apologize. Let's see. The translation would go something like this. The world is a narrow bridge, and the most important thing is not to be afraid. Murphy and Ava repeat this very slowly. Ava says, that's lovely. Satan nods. Just repeat it to yourself when things are bad. You could try different translations, too. Do not make yourself afraid. The whole world is a narrow bridge. It would really be better if you knew Hebrew. Before he goes, he tells them that they can reach him any time by picking up a payphone. Then he bows deeply. He's singing Angel of the Morning as he passes through the revolving doors.
So Murphy's told about this this idea by a woman who appears to be itinerant, homeless, brilliant, and she starts to talk about this notion that when those seas rise and the shores disappear, the last piece of land left will be Trash Mountain for sale to somebody.
Yeah, when my wife and I were in graduate school in North Florida and we were spending a lot of time in Miami and we would drive down 95, and Florida is very, very flat, oppressively flat in a way, except that occasionally you see what look like mountains or hills and they're capped landfills. The highest point of Miami is like, well, I say what it is in the book. It's something like 20 feet or 22 feet or something. But most of southern Florida is like 6 feet or lower. And it really wouldn't take that much ice melting to just drown the whole thing. And then what you're left with are these landfill islands. And I suppose, like, you know, the metaphor is it's obvious and sort of painful to think about. But it's also true that that is going to be what's there, kind of archipelago of landfills.
I don't want to leave people with the idea that this is a book about God or religion. It's about people who happen to bump into a guy who says he's...
I suppose I was hoping to get across a message of hope. Not unrealistic hope, not sort of Pollyanna, everything's going to be fine. More a sense of there are things that are eternal and valuable, you know, love and art and smaller things than that, right? Like just a nice day. Some nice food, things like that, which they're constantly enjoying. They're, you know, they're appreciating a sunset or something against the backdrop of this kind of calamitous story. Beyond that, it's about the complexity of human experience, that no matter how much you learn, you're not going to get at the deep truth because you're sort of part of it. You're in it. But there's this astounding richness of experience that if you don't get all twisted up, if you don't get too attached to the idea that you have the answer or everything's going to be fine once you achieve this goal or that goal, then you have a chance at least of living a modestly satisfying life.
That's Aaron Thier. His new novel is The World is a Narrow Bridge. You can find other books from our summer fiction series at NEPR.net.